apple.com.
Sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? From diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, the list goes on and on. The great news is that the body can get sick, it can also get well. 80% of the health challenges we face today are what? They're diet and lifestyle related. We just had a brand new article come out from the American Cancer Society on some research, and they're saying now that only about 5% of certain cancers are genetic, and it could be 95%. Could be 95% lifestyle and our lifestyle choices that we make every single day, and our environment that could be causing a lot of these cancers. So pretty incredible when you think about it. That puts a lot of power in our hands to make change. And that's what we are. We can be change agents. We can make radical changes in our life and get radical results that we're looking for. That is powerful when you think about it. We're going to go to Bill right now. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. First, I'd like to say enjoy your show. You know, it's like you were saying, you don't have to jump into all this stuff all at once. You can just gradually start taking the, you know, some stuff on your show that you've been talking about, like the cod liver oil and different things that I'm gradually starting to take, that, you know, that I can tell it's helping me. I've got a couple
of questions.
That's great, Bill. It seems like I got some sinus pressure, and the drainage will go down in my ear, and then once I get that liquid out of my ear, the pressure is going away. There's been a couple of times it's got so bad that I've had to go to an ear specialist and actually having to poke a little hole in my ear and pull the water out from behind my eardrum. I'm just wondering if you had any suggestions on that.
How long has it been going on? Is this fairly new?
It's probably been going on for a couple of years, I guess. You know, maybe a little bit longer than that. Maybe about 4 years, and there's been a couple of times that I've had to go to him, and, you know, he'll just take a little vacuum thing and pull it out, and it, you know, it gets all the fluid out from behind my ears and stuff. But.
And so have you been taking any, did they give you any medicine to try to get rid of that? Have you done any type of treatment besides that procedure?
No, he didn't give me no type of medicine whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah, one thing you want to think about, if you're constantly getting drainage and it's going in through the ear, into the inner ear and whatnot, there's several factors that could be involved. One is the potential infection. But did they do any tests to see if there was an infection in there? Did they rule that out?
Yeah, he said that, you know, I didn't have no ear infection. He just said it looked like, you know, it's just from drainage from maybe my sinuses and stuff. The drainage is going down in behind my ear, and then, like I said, sometimes it'll come out, and sometimes, you know, it'll stay in there. It's just on and off.
What kind of changes have you made in your overall diet?
I started taking the cod liver oil, and I'm trying to start taking vitamins. That was another thing I was going to ask you about, the vitamin D. Is vitamin D and vitamin D3, is that the same thing?
Well, no, there's different vitamin forms of vitamin D. There's actually a vitamin D2 and a D3, and the D3 is the more active form that our bodies can use and utilize at a higher level. One thing, though, I would want to ask you, see, your diet is real important, and what I mean by diet, more of a food plan. The food plan that you're eating, the way you eat, the types of foods that you eat every single day, they matter, and they make a big difference. So just something to think about is when you have chronic sinus infections, or if you have chronic drainage within the sinuses, which if you follow the anti-inflammatory diet, the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, if you follow that, then it does eliminate those foods, and it will give you a lot of options of what to eat. And even if you just do it for 4 weeks, again, you don't have to do this kind of thing forever, but if you do it for a four-week period, you might notice some changes. And if you can make some dietary changes that will really help with overall changes, that's really the key. And that's something you would want to look into and really check into for your overall health. So just something to think about as you're going through this process, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's important. You don't want to have these nagging health issues. And I'm glad you started taking things like cod liver oil and started making these changes. But if you start looking into more dietary changes, I think you might notice a big difference in how you feel. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go now to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Trying to find out if any information on I have blood in my urine and also leaking. I have black eye, which they say is leaking capillaries. I'm trying to find out if anything could be done about that.
Yeah, there's that's actually a couple of good questions. The blood in the urine typically can be a couple of things. First, any doctor would probably think kidney stone, and that's possible, or bladder infection potentially. So you definitely want to go to your doctor, no doubt about it. This isn't something that you want to handle on the radio, but I'm going to give you some good information here. All right. Typically, when you see blood in the urine, you need to run and not walk to your doctor, because they can do a simple urinalysis test and see exactly what's going on and come up with a great plan to treat you and get things back where they need to be. So that's number one. And if there's potential in your capillaries being weak in the body, regardless of where they are, Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, Rutin is a really good product. And you can find that at most health food stores. If you can't, go to lifestyleresearch.org. And those types of supplements that contain rutin can help strengthen the blood vessels, regardless of capillaries, arteries, whatever. They can help strengthen those little blood vessels. And once you start building those up, making those strong again, it can actually be quite powerful. So looking at some of that type of activity can be really important for your overall health and can be powerful in raising up and keeping everything strong. And again, things like omega-3 fats, those are important too, but also looking into some of the additional things like vitamin D and even the B-complex vitamins can be very helpful. So it's changing the way you think, changing the way you eat, changing the way you live. Those can all make major differences within your overall health. U.S. asthma rates are rising, but the reasons are unclear, the CDC says. About 25 million Americans, or 1 in 12 people, have asthma. And it's a figure that's been rising despite efforts to control key asthma triggers and indoor smoking, U.S. government researchers said this past Tuesday. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an additional 4.3 million people were diagnosed with asthma from 2001 to 2009. This lifelong disease causes wheezing, tightness in the chest, coughing, and shortness of breath. Asthma diagnosis increases among all demographic groups between 2001 and 2009, but children were hit hardest, with asthma affecting 9.6% of children compared with 7.7% of the U.S. adults. Now, asthma is a serious lifelong disease that unfortunately kills thousands of people each year and adds billions to our nation's health care costs. The CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden said in a personal statement. And it is true, our young people are even struggling with it. A lot of it's due to food allergies and inflammation in our dietary recommendations. So that's something that everyone should look at when you're dealing with asthma. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
questions, we've got answers. If you want to shoot me an email during the day, I'll be glad. Also, if you have questions, you can post them on Facebook and Twitter. Either one of those. If you're not in the social media world, you need to be, so we can help empower your health and empower your life. Let's go now. We've got a caller, Roger. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir.
Good talking to you. I've got just got my blood test back here that I took the 25th of April. Anyway, I had a few concern spots. I've got a low sodium, not that bad, but I've got the high bilirubin that's bothering me. Bilirubin total, and okay. It says 1.3, and it's supposed to be between 6.2 and 8.3. And I've got a high iron serum that's 252, and the high is supposed to be 200. And so I lowered my cholesterol from the last 2 years from 241 down to 219. But I do have a high LDL, I've got it up, or HDL, I've got it up to 89 and so clear above 40. Which brings my ratio down to 5.0. But I don't understand this D blood test. I've been taking vitamin D for 2 years now, 5,000 units, and it's D25OH TOTA is 84, and a D25OH D3 is 84, but there's a D25D2 that's 4. I don't understand that.
All right, so you're saying there's three different blood tests on your test?
On my vitamin D, yeah.
On the blood test.
Right, on the blood test.
But it's saying that the one of the D3, the 125 is the way they call it, is 84, is that right?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's all you need to go by.
Okay.
That's great. Remember, I always say between 70 and 90 on your blood test.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, and
so
what
that's
about
a normal range.
Iron?
You know, that's a normal range. You know, you talk. Has your doctor gone over these with you, or they just take it and they mailed it to you?
Oh, they just mailed it to me. I just usually, this is my
yearly
second opinion. Because I go to a DO and I had a lot of inflammation 6 years ago. They said I had prostate cancer. I had PSA up to 19, and when I went to the DO, I found out that it was just inflammation. After they took my biopsy, they couldn't find no cancer. So I said, "You ain't taking another one the next year." So I went to the DO and they gave me a bunch of different things like turmeric and quercetin and stuff, and I was on heavy doses of that, and I brought it down to 2.5. It's been there for 4 years now.
That's fantastic. It really is.
But the iron has got me puzzled. 252, and it's supposed to be 200. I went and gave a pint of blood today because I know that'll bring it down.
Yeah, has it ever been that high before, or have you never had it checked?
You know, I've had it checked before, and it has been high, and so I started giving blood steadily for the last 3 years, and I hadn't given it for a year, and then now I've had my blood checked again, and here it comes back up. But I eat a lot of spinach. I eat spinach because I wanted to. I had my blood pressure up here about a year ago, and I had it up to 140. Well, now I just had it checked today, and it's 118 over 82. I've been eating spinach every other day and broccoli and that type of thing, and frozen. I got off the canned vegetables, and it seemed to bring blood pressure down, so I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm getting too much.
Yeah, spinach. I mean, well, it's possible, but it could be that you're... That ferritin, did they check ferritin by chance?
Ferritin, let's see.
Ferritin with an F.
With an S?
F as in Frank, ferritin.
Oh, ferritin, okay. No, didn't check that. They've got all the other stuff, glucose, bacteria and all that alkaline and creatine.
Sometimes you can pick up a little bit too much iron. It just depends. I mean, if your doctor said, which you should definitely have a physician read those over. I mean, this is, we're kicking around ideas right now, but definitely should go to your DO, sit down and go over those and kind of hash those out. The bilirubin, definitely need to have someone look at that. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, there's some issues that could be caused with that. That someone, that a doctor's going to need to look at, potentially do some more tests if they think necessary. The iron being a little bit elevated, could be some issues, could not be. Typically, sometimes you can pick up too much iron, maybe from your water supply, food supply, like you were talking about, and the body can hold on to it a little bit more. It'd be good to know what the ferritin levels are. The ferritin's more of the storage tank of the iron. So even if your iron is elevated a little bit and it's floating around in the bloodstream, if your ferritin is low, it means that you're not absorbing it and utilizing it that well anyway. So those are the kind of things in your blood test. See, everything affects everything, and that's why a good comprehensive blood test, having it done every 6 months, don't wait a year. Every 6 months is 6 months is really the better way to go, simply because your blood changes every 90 to 120 days. And because the blood changes, blood testing is some of one of the lab work is one of the best tests you can have to figure out what your overall health is and get a good roadmap about what's going on. So, yeah, make sure you get the blood test done on a more regular basis. Get with your DO, go over all those tests, and I think it'll be, you'll find out some really good information in the middle of it all, because even though the numbers are what they are, there's more of a pattern, and it'll be good to see exactly what's going on. But I'll tell you what, having your, you know, taking that 5,000 vitamin D on a regular basis over the last couple of years has really helped. That's going to help your immune system, bone density. It's going to help your endocrine system, which is your hormone system, function at a higher level and keep your mood better. Your brain chemistry functions so much better with a higher level of vitamin D in the body. And it's still within normal range, so that's a good thing.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Focusing on your health right now, have you made any changes with your health? That's the question you really need to ask yourself, because if your health is your greatest wealth and you're making radical changes in your life and radical changes in your health, then that's when you're going to see the results. And what I always say, radical changes equal radical results with our health. It's powerful. But all you have to do is be willing to make a change, willing to do the things today others won't do, so you can have the things tomorrow others won't have. We're going to go to Matthew now. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the show.
Question about glucose transporter 1 deficiency syndrome and how it differed from a gluten-free diet. GLUT1DS is a rare condition that a friend of mine's daughter has, and I'm interested in spreading the word about learning about her condition. And
okay. Well, the transporter 1 deficiency is a pretty challenging issue. And, of course, it can be characterized by infantile seizures and that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's challenged all the way around. The big issue with it is once it's diagnosed and once they've figured out exactly what it is, the most effective way of helping someone with that is what's called a ketogenic diet. And the ketogenic diet is where you don't really have much of carbohydrate in the diet, if anything. Atkins, you're familiar with Atkins diet. That's a ketogenic diet, and it's where you hardly have any carbohydrates, less than about 80 grams of carbohydrates a day. It throws your body into a situation that's called ketosis, and we throw off ketones where the body starts, doesn't have enough carbohydrate to really function, which our body focuses, you know, so much of our energy levels in our body functions off of ketones and, or I'm sorry, off of glucose. And so if it doesn't have enough, it will start breaking down our fats into ketones. It'll break down muscle tissue too, though. That's the challenge. And it'll create these ketones. Our body can actually function off of a process called gluconeogenesis. And based on that process, our body can create energy from these ketones. And it does work. And, you know, it can be a little challenging for some people. And that's why more of the Atkins diet can be, for a short term, it can be okay. And you can cause someone to drop weight. For long term, it's a little bit more of a challenge. But these ketones can create energy within the body. And that is incredible. When you see how someone that's dealing with this glucose 1 transport issue, or the deficiency, and it's when someone gets on the ketogenic diet, they can have it managed very well. And of course, there's medicine that can be involved, but from more of a natural standpoint, they found that the ketogenic diet's one of the best ways to do it. And again, depending on the body weight and depending on, you know, the age, typically, it's one of those issues. I mean, typically it is with someone very young. So within that, there's some different issues. So you want to get with your physician or pediatrician, depending on who it is and whatever their age is that they're dealing with it. It's really good for seizure control too, for the ketogenic diet. That's something you want to look into for sure. And I mean, medicine wise and all, you just work with the doctor on that. But from a natural perspective, those are kind of my two cents. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, partner. How can I help?
I'm just calling and wondering, is there anything that you can help me maybe overcome my bout sometimes with diverticulitis?
Sure. I mean, what's going on? How often does it happen?
It seems to be reoccurring every approximately 90 days. Seems to be somewhere around that timetable.
It's a real hassle. When you eat certain foods, have you noticed anything that irritates it on your own?
No, not really.
Nothing really triggers it. So you eat like you normally eat. Sometimes you have a bout of it, and sometimes you don't, right?
Yes, sir. The other thing the doctor recommends for me is just taking my fiber a couple times a day.
Yeah, that's important. What does your diet look like? Give me a typical day in the life of you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That might be probably my main cause of it. I'm not really with my work schedule. Sometimes I can go a day or two without eating regularly. It could be maybe once a day, maybe twice a day. It just depends. I'm not really on a schedule, proper eating schedule, which could be my main cause of it, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the key, because any kind of digestive-related issue, and again, the diverticulum being in the digestive tract, it's, you know, you are what you eat, and the foods that you eat every single day matter, and so if you're just kind of winging it, which it sounds like you are, it's definitely not a priority. Not feeling the diverticulitis is a priority, but not eating well is definitely not a priority either. And so making it a priority is going to be one of your first major steps. So, I mean, if you really want to avoid these bouts, fiber is good. So if you want to do like a supplemental fiber, getting it up to at least 30 grams a day, that's going to be important. But I'm a bigger fan of getting fiber through your meals and getting enough fiber in your diet to make a big difference, to where it'll seriously impact your overall health. And you can do that. It's not hard. I mean, really, if you get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and look at the recommendations that are in there, and just making sure that you're following and eating anti-inflammatory foods, helping the digestive tract, building up the immune system, and supporting the digestive tract, probiotics can be extremely helpful. Digestive enzymes. Those two, along with a really great diet, makes a big difference. Now, the adage is, too, a lot of physicians will tell you to stay away from nuts because they can flare up the diverticuli. That is true. That is true. It can cause irritations. But if you're already eating kind of a junky diet anyway, fast food and just kind of winging it and eating whatever you can get by with, then, see, there's one of your big challenges. So my encouragement to you is to focus on your diet. Focus on a food plan, something that's doable for you, so it's not so radical that you just want to throw the baby out of the bathwater. You want to actually follow through with it because you want to make it a priority. See, once you make it a priority, then everything will change. You know, and that's one of the tough things, though. I mean, making these lifestyle changes, it can be tough. It's not easy. But if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, and we wouldn't have a country that was, 65% overweight. So it's just one of those things where you have to kind of have a made-up mind. And if you're asking me if there's a silver bullet, the diet for diverticulosis or diverticulitis, either one, that is always the silver bullet. You change the way you eat, you will change the way you live. You'll change the way your body functions. You'll change the way that everything functions within the body, and you'll notice it big time on how you feel. And just make sure that you're making the right changes. Do it slow. You don't have to do it so quickly. But more than anything is make a decision that you want to get well. You have a made-up mind. Have a decided mind about it. And that will make all the difference in the world. 888-283-7272. Email came in. Kyle from Arizona writes, I've been suffering from chronic fatigue for some time now, and my doctor wants to put me on medication. Is there anything you can recommend? Chronic fatigue is kind of a big blanket statement, Kyle. And when it comes to chronic fatigue, there could be a number of reasons why you feel the way you do. And I would kind of challenge your doctor to make sure that they run the appropriate test so they can know exactly what's going on. Anything from anemia, whether it's B12 or iron, to your thyroid. And if they checked your thyroid and they said, oh, everything's fine, everything's okay, make sure they check the TPO antibody. The TPO antibody is a really important test. And that TPO antibody is critical. Everything can be fine with the thyroid, but the TPO antibody could be off, showing some form of autoimmune disease that no one ever caught. But they decided to look at it. So that is a really good test to run when you're dealing with somebody that has chronic fatigue. Also, any of the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, any of the gluten-based foods. If you're dealing with chronic fatigue, one of the things you should consider is going gluten-free. The reason for that is because gluten is a tough protein that makes a big difference in our digestive tract, and it can wreak havoc. And so making those changes is a big deal. And with chronic fatigue, they can lift in 2 or 3 weeks if you make some of these changes. So imagine that. You've been so tired for so long. Imagine having your body function at a higher level so you feel completely different. That would be amazing, and that would make some of the biggest difference. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hurt my back 10 years ago. I'm 50 years old now. Doctor, I was so naive, had no idea. Doctor got me hooked on hard and heavy and asked them, does anybody ever get off of this? And they told me, not very often. And I want to get off this more than anything in the world. My sex life is over with. I've been on methadone now 6 years, and I'm impotent. And I wasn't before I started this stuff, and please help me get off this, Dr. Asa.
Partner, let me tell you this. The greatest thing you have going for you right now that is different than a lot of people that go into these pain clinics is that you want to get off of it and you want to get well. And see, that is the one key with anyone that wants to get well that is so difficult. And so I applaud you for that. Partner, let me tell you this. You can come off of this. There's nothing I can tell you right now to make you do that except for your mindset. Got to go to a pain clinic, and I would get with a family physician. Both. I would do both. 2 separate clinics. Have one as a coach, your family physician, and have the pain clinic both help you tailor down. But you're going to go through withdrawal, and it's going to be painful, and it's going to be hard. But I want to encourage you, don't quit and don't give up.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Blood thinner that's been pretty popular called Coumadin. So if you've been taking that, has actually been recalled after the discovery of a tablet that was more potent than normal. Bristol Myers Squibb said Monday the recall covers 5 milligram Coumadin tablets, the Associated Press reported. Consumers who use 5 milligram Coumadin tablets should not stop taking them, but should ask their pharmacist if their prescription was filled with the recalled tablets. And patients who take an excessive dose of Coumadin could be at an increased risk for bleeding, the AP reported. So good to know and good to keep in mind when you're dealing with these kinds of issues, because Coumadin is a popular drug. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of people are actually struggling with issues that need that. So if you've had that, bought that, seen that, be careful. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Many consumers don't know what's in over-the-counter painkillers. And painkillers and pain clinics, real hot topic, especially down in Florida right now. But the painkillers themselves, many Americans are addicted to them. And a few Americans don't read the labels on the over-the-counter pain relievers, nor do they pay much attention to the drug's ingredients, new study says. So the lack of awareness could be one of the main reasons why things like acetaminophen, now overdosing, is a leading cause of acute liver failure in the United States, according to the researchers at the University or Northwestern University in Chicago. Acetaminophen is an active ingredient in Tylenol. There's more than 600 over-the-counter prescription medications. Researchers interviewed 45 people in 6 focus groups and found that only 31% knew that Tylenol contained acetaminophen. 19% realized Advil contained ibuprofen, and about the same number knew that Aleve contained naproxen sodium. About 75% knew Bayer contained aspirin, and 47% knew Motrin contained ibuprofen. So most people don't even know what it's in because they don't take the time to read the ingredients. They hear a brand name, and they just go from there. So really important to understand about what you're taking. So it's always good to kind of look and check the labels out and understand exactly what you're taking, because, again, at the end of the day, it's important to see that. Now, many people just don't take the time. And that's with supplements, too. Supplements are the same as well. When you're dealing with this kind of thing, it's important to check the labels out. So if you've got questions, we've got answers. We want to help you empower your health and empower your life. Jim wrote an email. He said, I've been struggling with an enlarged prostate. My doctor said I have benign prostatic hypertrophy. I don't even know what that means, but he wants to put me on medication. What do you think? Well, a couple things. Number one, BPH is a swollen prostate. And with a swollen prostate, that can be a challenge. I understand that. But at the end of the day, making sure that your prostate is healthy is a key. So hopefully, they did a blood test. And the blood test is so important. Prostate-specific antigen test. The prostate-specific antigen test is really important, PSA. And you want to keep it under 4. Anything over 4 can potentially be in the danger zone for prostate cancer. So to be careful. And the rule of thumb is if the PSA doubles within a year, you're potentially looking at prostate cancer. But for a swollen prostate, which is pretty normal for men as they age, there's a great protocol. There's a good supplement called Prostate Balance. It can be very helpful. You can find that at lifestyleresearch.org. But that can be a really good product that can be helpful. The other is you can look at combination formulas of different ingredients, like saw palmetto. Zinc can be helpful. There's been good research around that for zinc. And then also things like pumpkin seed oil has known to be very, very helpful, and beta-sesterol. Now, the beta-sesterol is found, cytosterol is found in avocados. And avocados are really, really important for overall male health. I think an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. That's my little mantra. I think it's important because very healthy fats, and the beta-sesterol is so important for overall health for the prostate. And it's easy. My goodness, it costs nothing to get and eat an avocado every single day. So to add that to your diet is so important and great for your overall health. Let's go to Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
I was diagnosed with 7 fibroid tumors, and I would like to know if there is a way that the fibroid tumors can be shrunk without having surgery.
Fibroid tumors potentially can shrink, yes. Typically, it's a challenge, but if you look at the fibroid tumors, plenty of iodine in the diet can be helpful. So there's some good research. Broda Barnes, who's an endocrinologist, wrote a book on that. So that can be helpful. And it's known that women need about 3 times the amount of iodine that men do. Women need about 450 micrograms a day of organic iodine, and we just don't have it in our food supply. So if we don't have it, then it becomes a challenge. And that's why so many women need that. Also, tyrosine can be very helpful with these kinds of issues, and proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes are the enzymes found within certain foods, but we just don't get enough of them. So you can get those in supplement form, and they can be very helpful, and typically just follow the directions on the label, but they're taken away from meals about an hour, and that can make a big difference in your overall health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. The great physician has the prescription for you to live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.